Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg ad-free and right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode of Travel Today with Peter Greenberg is brought to you by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio information and entertainment. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Sign up today at www.audiblepodcast.com/travel today to get a free audiobook and 30-day trial. My next guest, an old pal of mine, in fact, 4 years ago when we did the show, we had a chance to sit and talk. He's actually been in Southern California for 35 years, came here in 1980, and then basically was part of the opening team of the flagship hotel not too far from here, the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna. And now he's here at the Pelican Hill as the executive chef, Jean-Pierre Dubray. How are you, sir?
Very good. Thank you. Nice to see you again.
You know, when we saw each other, and it really was 4 years ago, talking about this hotel, which had been recently opened at that point, I mean, more or less.
Yes.
You know, the whole farm-to-table movement was just something people were talking about, or they thought it was something they understood, right? That's all changed now, hasn't it?
It changed and it keeps evolving. So that's what's so interesting is because we continue to find some new farmers. We continue to work with people that do different things when it comes to produce, meat, and even farm eggs now. So it's always exciting to continue this trend, if I can call it a trend, but it's
also
fantastic.
But it's also, when you think about it, somewhat of a misused term by so many people. They all say farm to table. Yeah, and then you say, okay, name the farms and name the farmer, and they can't. You can.
Well, I can because we are with the Irvine Company, we have a lot of land, and a lot of land that is still farming. So I have certain farmers that I, matter of fact, this morning I went to see my farmer, and then we just talked about some new produce that are coming up.
I like the way you said, I went to see my farmer. My farmer. And what was he growing for you today?
Well, we are still looking at all of the different root vegetables, the beets, the beautiful chard, some bok choy even, some rutabaga, kohlrabi. So this is, and they are so spicy right now, so beautiful, vibrant colors, and it was just exciting to be in the field this morning.
Now, since you got all that land, do you ever take the guests out so they can see the farms?
Well, we are actually, now that there is a different plot of land that they are working with, this is my next step where I'm going to be able to take some guests eventually, and then maybe do a little lunch with things that we can get from the field.
See, I'm always a big believer that if you can understand the process, then you really value the product.
Absolutely. Well, I grew up in this kind of situation. So, you know, when you grew up that way, for me, it's like going back in my childhood.
You mentioned farm eggs.
Yes.
That's different now.
Well, because of the, obviously, in California, all of the chicken need to be cage-free or they need to have a space. So we have to basically change a little bit, and we are definitely going that direction.
You know, when I hear terms like free range, what do? Go to the restaurant and ask for the imprisoned chicken? Right? I mean, what's the alternative to it? You want free range.
Right, absolutely. I mean, that should have been done in a way a long time ago because, you know, you want the more the animals have a chance to move around and then eat the grains from the ground or the grass or whatever, you're going to have better results.
Now let's talk about the politically incorrect subject of foie gras.
Oh.
Yeah, that one.
I knew you were going
to
ask.
You knew I had to go there. I mean, especially with you, because you love it.
Well, I love foie gras, and also, you know, the guests love foie gras. So we have many, many guests that for several years, they had to, you know, go somewhere else, you know, out of state, but now it's back. And we don't have it on the menu right now permanently, but if for special, we do it for special. Like for Valentine, we did a little dish with foie gras.
See? Well, I have to tell you, I haven't had a piece of meat since November of 2008. I'm a pescatarian, but I have to make an admission on my own show. I do make an exception for foie gras.
It's a pretty nice nice liver, for sure.
It's nice. So I always ask you this, and I'll do it again. What's the one menu item that you have on your menu now that you thought nobody would ever order, but they do? And what's the one menu on your item now you thought everybody's going to order, and they don't?
Well, we have a dish in the Colosseum. It's a Thai fettuccine. And at first I thought, you know, we are more an Italian restaurant. Guests will maybe said, why Thai, you know? But the dish is fantastic, and people really embraced it from the first week that we put it on the menu.
All right, so
and we had to keep it.
It's on the menu. What's now off the menu or just departing as we speak?
There might be several dishes, but I've come to my mind, it's more like a service type of situation with food. We try to do plated during our festa with more like a hand carry, and then it didn't go so well, so we stopped that.
Jean-Pierre Dubray, I'll come back when we have more foie gras from the Pelican Hill Resort. Back with more Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after this. If you like Ion Travel with Peter Greenberg, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.